Blog Talk Radio.
I've been through the fire, and I've been through the flood, broken in pieces, and left all alone. But through it all, God blessed me, and through it all, God kept me, and I still have a praise inside of me. Yes, I still have a praise inside of me. Can I get a witness here? Come on, fire, help me. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, bless the Lord, everybody. How many still have a praise inside of you? In spite of what it looked like, in spite of what you're feeling, in spite of what you're going through, amen. In spite of your yesterday, what about today? Amen. I still have a praise inside of me. Amen. Amen. We welcome you once again to New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Amen. This segment is a time of reflection. Amen. And we thank God for you all tuning in. Those that may be listening by way of internet, or those that may even be in the chat room, we say praise the Lord to you on today. We're not certain if we'll be on tomorrow and Thursday. Everyone know that we're going through our pastoral installation celebration, and I'm excited about that, a little worn and a little tired in my body, but nevertheless, God is great, and he's greatly to be praised. So we're just pressing forward on today. We're not going to hold long. Amen. We're continuing our series on the Acts of the Apostles. Amen. And we're going to be visiting Acts chapter 12 on today. Amen. We're continuing on with this series. Amen. Many of you all may not know, but those that are professing to be Christ-like, those are professing the name of Jesus. Amen. This is a book of action. This is a book where signs, miracles, and wonders were performed. Amen. And we need to be in a place where they're still happening today, because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Amen. Amen. So he's doing what he needs to do, and we need to get busy doing what the Lord has called us to do. Amen. Amen. We want, by way of announcement, to for you all to remember our pastoral celebration, amen, is this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Amen. We're excited about what God is doing here in this city. Amen. We're encouraged. Amen. So we lift up the wonderful, matchless, awesome name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're going to open with the word of prayer. Amen, amen, amen. And we pray that you will be blessed today as we talk about this 12th chapter of the book of Acts. Amen. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, once again, your servant come before you this morning, this afternoon, rather. And we just want to tell you thank you. Thank you for another opportunity to be in the land of the living. Thank you for another opportunity to open up our mouth and give you some praise. Thank you for another opportunity for us to impart this word to the listeners, to the souls. Amen. Somebody may be discouraged this afternoon. Somebody may be on the edge, amen, living on the edge, amen, and feel like they just can't take anymore, amen. Some are thinking about suicide today, but we bind that spirit right now in the name of Jesus, and I say to you, you will live and you will not die, amen, and declare the works of the Lord, amen, amen. We come against confusion today. We come against chaos, amen, in the name of Jesus, amen. We asking you, Lord God, to remember those that afflicted, those that are sick, those that are in prison. I bring my son before you this afternoon, God. I bring my sister before you, Danielle and Jamar, God. I'm asking you to continue to dwell in their hearts. Comfort them, Lord God. Let them know that this is the day that the Lord has made. Every day that you allow them to have their mercy, your mercy is renewed on them, God. They are looking up. Ah, yeah, you know, no more shaya. Thank you, Jesus. They have a reason to praise you. They have a reason to give you glory and to give you thanks. Thanking God for my mother, God. I'm asking you to continue to touch her body. Touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord God. Anything that she has need of, anything that's bothering her in our physical man, God, we asking you to remember, God, in the special way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, and as we continue to go forward today, God, today is my daughter's birthday, God. Ah, yeah, no, Moshaya. Hallelujah. We just bless God, amen, for the life that she lived. We celebrating her today, God. Amen. That would have been 42 years old. Hallelujah. But we believe she's resting in your bosom, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, and even our children and our grandchildren, God, let them celebrate her today, God. Celebrate the memory, celebrate the laughter, celebrate the love that she exhibited while she was here on the earth, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the sick and the shut in everywhere. We thank you for those that may be bereaved, have lost loved ones today, God. God, we pray for the marriages today, husband and wives, God, and families to be restored. God, I lift up the Jones family before you today. Deacon Anthony Jones and Sister Corinthia Jones and their family, God. We asking you to touch each and every one of them, God. Oh, God, open up doors for them, make ways for them, God, out of no ways. No more shy. Remember Pastor Gloria Smith today, Prophet Michael Davis, Michael Lewis, God. We thank you for Brother Michael Lewis being here with us in New Orleans, God. Hallelujah. Flew in to celebrate with me. No more shy. That's what friends do. The Bible says a friend love it at all time, God. And we bless you, God, because you are the greatest friend. You're a friend that sticking by us closer than a brother, God. Oh, God, you're a friend that'll never leave us. You say when our mothers and our fathers forsake us, you said you would take us up, God. Oh, God, we walking in faith. We walking in victory. We walking, hallelujah, knowing that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us, hallelujah, you will condemn. Oh, God, we bless you today, God. We lift you up, God. We give you glory and we give you praise in the matchless, awesome name of our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Remember those that are coming for the celebration this weekend, God. Remember Bishop Lewis, God, in the name of Jesus. Go with him, God, as he travel over the highways and the byways. Remember Bishop Wade Jackson today, God. Remember Pastor Gloria Smith today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And all those that are traveling, God, remember Bishop R.C. Blakes, Bishop Samuel Blakes, Mother Blakes, Lord, the whole family, God. Shield them and protect them, God. Keep your love upon them, God. Remember Elder Jones and Minister Jones, God. Remember Darylin this morning, this afternoon, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to go before her, God. I'm asking you, God, to turn that situation around with her son, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, just as you open up the prison doors for Peter, you can do the same thing for Daryl and son, God, in the name of Jesus. We're going to touch and agree that all will be well and she won't have to come out of pocket with anything, God. All will be well in the name of Jesus. She has been faithful, God. She has served you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And you said in our time of need, you would be there for us, God. Oh, we bless you today, God. Remember Prophetess Darlene Davis today, God. Hallelujah. Remember Albertine and Cam and all those that were on the line, God. I remember Mother Charity, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Mother Cannon, God. Remember Minister Aaron Singleton, God. I remember Verona this morning, God. God, remember Evangelist T and Pastor Beatrice, God. Sister Leslie, God, touch all of them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We bless you. Remember Minister George Spinks, God. No more shy, y'all. Glory, God. Glory, glory, glory. Remember Elder Randy Smith, God. Remember Lachey, Lord. Remember Chaz, Prophet Chaz, God. Hallelujah. Sister Robin Knox, God. Remember her, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we bless you this morning, God. No more shy, y'all. We can't do nothing without you, God. Without you, Lord God, I would fail. No more shy, y'all. Without you, God, we would be like a ship without a sail, God. Oh, we bless you today, God. No more shy, y'all. Hallelujah. We bless you, God. We lift you up, Jesus. We give you glory and we give you praise, God. No more, Messiah. We can't liken nobody unto you, God. Nobody can be likened unto you, God. Nobody can be likened unto you, God. God, we bless you today, Jesus. We thank you for a time of reflection. We thank you that we're here to encourage. We hit enhance, enrich, enlighten, and empower listeners, God. Hallelujah, to trust God. Glory to God. And lean not unto thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, God. God, we thank you for being built upon the foundation of the power. apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Oh, we bless you for that today, God. We don't take it lightly, God. Oh, God, everything that you do is good. Everything that you do is good, God. Oh, lift the hung down heads, God. Build them up where they tore down, God. Remember our governments this morning, this afternoon. Remember our educators, God. Remember our troops. Remember the military. Remember the police folks, God. The firemen, the doctors, the dentists, God. Oh, glory to attorneys and the lawyers, God. Remember them in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we bless you today, God. We wouldn't take nothing for this journey, God. Oh, for without you, God, we would be nothing. Without you, God, we would fail. Thank you, Jesus. God, oh God, oh God, we lift you up, God. Bless all those that's going to be serving and working during the luncheon this weekend, God. I thank you for them, God. I thank you for them, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I come against every cast down spirit. I come against every negative thought. I bind it in the name of Jesus. I bind it in the name of Jesus. I will think on those things that are pure. I'm going to think on those things that are lovely. I'm going to think on those things that are of a good report, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. God, we love you today, God. We love you today, Jesus. You've been a way maker. You've been a provider. Hey, glory to God. You've been a bridge over troubled water. When we couldn't see our way, God, you were right there for us, God. Hallelujah. Leading and guiding us, God. Oh, Lord, and we appreciate it today, God. We don't take it for granted today, God. Woo, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Messiah. Glory to God. We lift, Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We know that the enemy is busy, God, but we're going to keep on calling on the name of Jesus. We're going to keep on lifting you up, God. We're going to keep on magnifying you and glorifying your name, God. For you're worthy. You're worthy to be praised, God. Glory to God. Bless your holy name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Glory to God. We thank you today, God. We thank you, God. We would take nothing for this journey, God. Nothing for this journey, God. Nothing for this journey, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. For being the lifter of our soul, God. Oh, thank you, God, for being a burden bearer. Thank you, God. Oh, we bless you today, Jesus. We bless you today, God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Thank you, God. Bless your holy name. Woo, glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You are the author and the finisher of our faith, God. You are the great I am. God, and we glorify you today, God. We don't take it for granted. We're grateful. We're grateful. We're grateful. We're thankful. Thankful today, God. Thankful today, God. Hey, you know, no more she. Thank, hallelujah. Oh, bless your holy name, Jesus. Bless you today, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. No more she. All that we are, God. Oh, God, it's because of you. No good thing that dwelleth in this flesh. For all of our righteousness is as filthy rags, God. What can we give you today, God? Oh, Jesus, what can we give you today, God? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ah, Jesus, I see Minister Lovett on the line today. Glory to God. Thank God for him. Thank God for Pastor Carmelita. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're just going to do a little open discussion today. Amen. Amen. We're on Acts chapter 12. Amen. I thought about canceling. Amen. For the rest of this week. Amen. Because I'm so busy. Got so many things going on. But the Lord compelled me to come on anyhow. Hallelujah. Come on this line anyhow. Amen. Amen. So I see the woman of God. I see the man of God. Amen. And we're going to open up the lines and see if they can talk a little bit. Hallelujah. We're in the book of Acts. Amen. We're at the 12th chapter today. Amen. And as we begin to look at this particular passage, amen, it's just an overflow of chapter 11. Amen. And we know how, hallelujah, how they had arrested Peter, amen, and threw him in jail, amen, and hallelujah, hallelujah. We also know that anytime you're getting ready to do something for the Lord, you can expect some opposition, amen. Don't ever think that everything is going to sail smoothly, hallelujah. No, everything won't be smoothly, amen. If you're not receiving, you're not faced with any conflict or opposition, amen, I question what you're doing, amen, amen. Anytime you're doing something for the Lord, expect the devil to raise his ugly head. But I thank God that we have power, and that's why we need the Holy Ghost. That is the power that we need, amen, to activate that power on the inside. Glory to God. Ah, glory to God. And we can have confidence in knowing that whatever we're going through, we got the victory. Amen. The fight is already fixed. So glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So as we begin to look at this particular chapter of Acts chapter 12, it says, now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. And look what he did. He killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread, the Bible. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to full quarters of soldiers to keep him. Amen. Intending after Easter to bring him forward to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison. But prayer, how many know that prayer, huh, availed much? The prayer of the righteous availed much. The Bible said, but prayer was made, guess what, without ceasing of the church unto God. For who? For Peter, for our brother. We got to continue to pray, amen, without ceasing. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what it seemed like. I don't care what folks say it is. Amen. We got to keep on praying without ceasing, knowing that God is attentive and he hears our prayers. Amen. And when Herod would have brought him forward, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers. Look at this, people of God, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and and raise him up. Look, did you know if something like this happened today, we would be confounded, we would be puzzled, we would be, what? What's going on? Hallelujah. But guess what? These saints of God, when they prayed, they believed that the atmosphere was going to change. They believed that they had control in the environment. They believed that any time two or three touched and agreed, that Jesus would come in and be in the midst. They believed that when they unified, hallelujah, when they unified themselves, that God would do the miraculous. Amen. Yeah. Look at what this says. They said the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his chains, somebody said, the chains are falling. How many see the chains falling?
Yes.
There's some chains,
yes,
falling in your life. And his,
yes,
chains fell off from his hands, Pastor Carmelie. And the angel,
yes,
said unto him, gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. Put your sandals on. Gird yourself. Amen. I know you're surprised. And that's how we are. We're surprised when God performs his word. Why be surprised when the word already tells us what God gonna do for us? He said, a thousand shall fall at our right side and 10,000 at our left. He said, but it won't come nigh us. Amen. Why are we surprised when God performs miracles in our lives? Why are we surprised, amen, when he rebuked the devourer for our sake? Why are we surprised? Peter, I'm sure he was surprised. Hallelujah. But the Lord said, gird, the angel said, gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he said unto him, cast thy garment about thee and follow me. And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. See, he didn't even believe that. Hallelujah. He thought he was still daydreaming. He thought he was still in a trance. Hallelujah. But he wasn't in no trance. This was actually happening. Hallelujah. No, no, Messiah. Amen. He wasn't in no dream. Glory to God. The angel of the Lord came in there, and he began to perform the miraculous. Glory to God. But Peter thought he saw a vision. Glory. And when they were past the first and second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth out unto the city. See, the angels was leading him out, and that's what God will do. He'll send an angel before us, because God is going to prepare the way. I told them on Sunday in church that obedience prepares blessings. We talked about Isaac and Abraham. We talked about Isaac asking his daddy, where is the lamb? Where is the sacrifice? And I'm sure that young man was a little puzzled when his daddy began to bound him up and tie him up with the rope. Hallelujah. But God always have a ram. He always prepare him a ram. He had a ram prepared waiting in the cooking. Amen. And this man of God, Abraham, loved God. Hallelujah. That's why he was called the father of faith. There was nobody in the Bible that exercised faith like Abraham. God called him the father of faith. And that's why he said, Abraham, your seed is going to be blessed. Glory to God. So when they were past the first and second wall, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out. God, I feel my help right now. I didn't feel it, but I feel it now. And passed on through one street. And forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, now, look at him. He testifying now. Now I know of a surety that the Lord had sent his angel. Ha! Glory to God. God, I give you an experience, Pastor Carmelite, where you'll know, hey, can't nobody get this glory but God. Ain't no man gonna get God's glory. God did this thing. Hey, it wasn't done in a corner. It was in broad daylight. The Lord showed all of my enemies. He showed all of my gainsayers and the naysayers. He showed them that God was with me. Hey, you know, Messiah. God did this thing. Go ahead. You know, I'm a Messiah. So Peter began to testify. I know now what the Lord has done. I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and had delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark. We had verse 12, where many were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door, look, oh, glory to God, they thought they seen a ghost. Peter knocked at the door of the gate. A damsel came to Hawkins named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she knew his voice, but she couldn't believe she was actually seeing him. She opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, thou art mad. What are you saying? They were doubting. Just like, you know, no more. The disciples didn't believe when Jesus was raised from the grave. Hallelujah. One of them said, let me put my finger in your thigh. Oh, glory in your side. Oh, glory to God. When God does something, it'll confound the minds of the wise. Hallelujah. When she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate. And they said unto her, you are mad. But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. She knew Peter's voice. She didn't open the door. Glory to God, because she was a little bit shocked. She was surprised. She, in a sense, she was frightened. She said, I hear this man's voice, but I know the report came back. See, you got to believe God's report. Who report are you going to believe? The report came back that Peter was in jail, and he was in jail. Oh, but he had an experience, eh? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. But she confirmed, she affirmed that it was so. It is his angel. That's what they were saying. It is his angel. But Peter continued. Peter was bold. Peter continued knocking. And when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. But he, beckoning unto them with the hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, go. Show these things unto James and to the brethren. And he departed and went into another place. Now, as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers. What was become of Peter? And when Herod had sought for him and found him not, he examined the keepers and commanded that they should be put to death. Hallelujah. Because he wanted an explanation. How did Peter get set free? How did he get out of jail? What happened? You all were in charge. You all were on your watch. And you let this man escape. So he went down from Judea to Caesarea and there abode. And Herod was highly displeased. But let me tell you, when you come against the people of God, you better watch yourself. Ha! Glory to God. God will avenge us. He said, vengeance is mine. I will repay. See, you don't have to take matters into your own hands. God will avenge you of your adversary. Yes, he will. God will avenge you of your adversaries. That's why he said, pray for those that despitefully use you. Glory to God. And Herod was highly displeased with them of Tyre and Sidon. But they came with one accord to him. And having made Blastus the king's chamberlain their friend, desired peace, because their country was nourished by the king's country. And upon a set day Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made an oration to them. Amen. So guess what? They make an oration to their gods. Hallelujah. They're going to lift up their gods, and they're forgetting about the God that, hallelujah, is the God of the universe, the God that will show up, the God, eternal Messiah that told Abraham, stay your hand, do not slay the young lad. And the people gave a shout saying, it is the voice of a God and not of man. Oh, glory to God. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him because he gave God not the glory. You better give God some glory. Amen. Don't give no glory to your children. Don't give no glory to your spouses. Love them, but the glory goes to God. You know, and he was eaten of worms, and he gave up the ghost. But the word of God grew and multiplied. The word of the Lord grew and it multiplied. When you begin to trust God, hallelujah, when you begin to put your all on the altar, hey, glory, God will never let you down. He won't forsake you. He won't abandon you. He said, I would that you would have life and have it more abundantly. Oh, God, who are we going to believe? Whose report are we going to believe? That's the message today. I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. I don't care how it look. I don't care how it seems. I've seen God move. I know what he can do. He's been there for me. When you have a personal testimony and you have had an encounter with God, you don't need nobody to testify about what God can do. Your testimony alone is enough. Your testimony alone is enough. Yeah, you know, Moshiach. Glory to God. Open up the line. You know, no Messiah. I don't see but four callers today. Amen. And I wanted to care. I wasn't feeling good in my body. Woo, Jesus. But the Lord compelled me to come on. He compelled me to come on. Amen. He said, if you don't do nothing but read, come on the line. And that's what I had to do. Glory to God. I had to obey God. And that's what happens when you obey God. You'll reap the blessings. When you obey God, everything that you put your hand to do will be a success. Because guess what? God is in it. God is in it. Pastor Carmelie, I love the Lord today, Pastor Carmelie. God, I've had opposition on every hand. Yes, but guess what? I'm going to believe the report. I'm going to believe God's report. I know what he put in my spirit. I can't talk about the next man, but I could talk about me. I know the conversation I have with God. Glory to God. God will come in. Amen. And he'll turn things around in the midnight hour. The Bible says, weeping man do it for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I know what God will do. Hallelujah. Jesus. Glory.
Yes.
Ooh, I thank God for this woman of God. Yes. I thank you for your prayers, Pastor Carmelita. I know you're praying for me. I know I have somebody in this city that's touching and agreeing with me. Sometimes we feel like we're in this thing by ourselves. Glory, but God will always send somebody. He'll send somebody, Messiah, to encourage you. And even when he don't send somebody to encourage you, then you got to do like David. David said, and I encouraged myself in the Lord. Today I'm encouraging myself. Glory to God. I dare not cancel this line today. Amen. I know you all didn't see my post, and some people probably was wondering. But if I was canceled, I'd have sent out a warning. It's canceled. The Lord said, come on. I'm here. Glory to God, Pastor Carmelie.
God bless you, Pastor Adrian. And I just want to say hallelujah, Jesus. Before I say anything, giving glory and honor to God. But, Pastor, I just want to say that everything that God has called you to do, God is obligated to equip you. God is obligated to provide for you. God is obligated to give you the strength to do everything. thing that he has called you to do. God called you back to New Orleans. Why? Because there is a cry in the land for what you have for his people. So we thank God that he will do everything that his word says. And you are right. Without opposition, then we know that we're not doing the right thing, because if nothing is opposing you, if nothing is coming against you, if nobody is not supporting, if there's not naysayers and doubters and haters, then guess what? That vision is probably not from God. But you know that when you're on the right track, that's when the haters come in and the doubters and those that you thought were going to be with you, but they're talking about you. But I want you to be encouraged, woman of God, because God has you today. God has you. God has you today. And there is nothing, there is nothing that God has purposed in your spirit that God will not allow to come to pass. Many lives are going to be changed because of your obedience, because of your sacrifice. So you just keep running, Pastor. Keep running. Keep pressing. Keep pressing, because God has you. Amen. And I love that I called in today. I set my alarm early this morning because I was waiting to call in, and I set my alarm for 3 o'clock, and then I got busy on the phone, and then I realized that, you know, that the alarm had gone off. But I love this passage of scripture, because many of God's people, they are in prison right now, and they're wanting to give up, and they're thinking it's too much. But right when we think we can't take it anymore, the angel shows up and says, quick, get up. And the chains begin to fall. And so, you know, God's people, we need to know that when God is in it, when God makes a promise, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter who leaves and who stays and who divorces you and who comes again, who say you can and who say you won't, when God stamps his seal of approval on you, that is all that you need. And we have to begin to be like David. Sometimes we got to encourage ourselves. We have to realize that when God has us in the incubator, when God has separated and pulled off and plucked out and purged us some people, it's for our own good. Because God, I told somebody the other day, the wilderness experience is not as bad as we want it to be, because guess in the wilderness some things fall off and God pours some things into us that we didn't have. So we have to stop fighting against the plan of God and just throw up our hands and say, God, I surrender. Empty me of me, God.
Yes, Lord.
And fill me. Make my agenda, God, your agenda. Cause my heart to be right. Cause my motives to be right. And that is when we can serve God in fullness. But we have to know that God will not give us more than we can bear. I've been and I've been back, but I've never been forsaken.
Come on,
God has never left me. Late in the midnight hour, when I wanted to throw in the towel, I could hear God saying, daughter, if you hold on, you will see the glory. And now I see the glory, Pastor. I see the glory. I see what it all was for. I see why I had to bury my child. I see why they had to fire me. I see why my husband had to divorce me.
Yes, Lord.
But I give God the glory, because
hallelujah,
because I know God as the great I am. I know him as a healer. I know him as a
God.
I know him as a friend who would never leave me. Pastor, I know him as a God. I know him as my daddy. So we have to stop running from the things of God. And when the heat gets turned up,
Come on, thank you, Lord.
Know that God is working it all out for our good because
yes,
we're called by God.
Hallelujah.
It is God.
Jesus.
It is God who's going to strengthen us. We got to stop looking to man to supply what God said he's going to do. He said, I'm going to supply your needs.
Yes, God.
Yes, God. Be blessed. Be encouraged.
Yes,
God. That God has you and everybody on this line. When you face opposition, that is the time to start jumping and shouting because God knows when opposition comes, that means that that enemy that you were walking with,
yes,
now we're going in a different direction.
Jesus, yes, Lord.
Be blessed, Pastor.
Oh,
amen.
Be blessed. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate you.
Yes,
oh, God.
God,
I appreciate the women
and
the men, God. Hallelujah,
yes, God.
That you don't even have to utter a word to.
Yes, God.
They'll pray for you. Hallelujah,
yes,
they can feel. As Jesus said, hallelujah, he was tempted at all points, just as we.
Yes, God.
But he never yielded.
I bless him today.
Glory.
Yes,
thank you, God.
Glory to your name.
Thank you, woman
yes,
of God. I appreciate you
yes,
so much.
God. Hallelujah.
You don't
hallelujah.
Know how you've been a blessing in my life. We don't talk every day. Hallelujah.
Yes.
May not
God.
See
hallelujah.
One another every day, but the love is genuine. The love is real. We're not in competition with one another. Hallelujah. The love is real. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes, glory to God. Hallelujah. So God bless you.
Yes.
I see Minister Lovett. Minister Lovett. Got a lot
bless
of
you.
Noise where he's at. Amen. Let me see. Hallelujah. Ah, Minister Lovett. God bless you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear
Hello?
You. Yes,
okay.
God
I'm,
bless
I'm
you.
Bless you, bless you, bless you. Give honor to God who's ahead of my life. Amen. To everybody in their places.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I thank God for who God is in my life. Amen.
Yes, God.
I thank God for Pastor Adrian. Amen. To every person that's on this line. Amen. When
yes,
the woman of God,
God
began to talk about the wilderness. Amen. The wilderness
Ooh.
Experience. Amen.
Ooh.
I heard the Lord say, Hannah, I heard the Lord say, amen, the song by Tasha Cobb that says, break every chain, amen. I use that song because what God is doing, amen, he's breaking the cycle off of every person that is struggling with addiction, that struggles
yes.
with something. He's
yes.
breaking it. He's breaking it off of you. So when them shackles, when them handcuffs, because when you are in prison, before you go to prison, you are what arrested.
Yes, Lord.
Before you go to jail, you are what arrested. And that
yes.
means when the officer says, "Put your hands behind your back," you put your hands behind your back, and what you are cuffed. Amen. And you go into jail, you be booked. Amen. But when the Spirit of the Lord is inside
ooh,
of you.
Ooh.
The shackles have to come off.
Yes, God.
It did not say. It did not say it could be. It did not say it should
all
be.
Right.
But it said it shall be. Took it
shall
off.
Be.
But
come on.
Everything off of your life shall be taken off. Every struggle. It shall be taken off. I come on this line to tell every person under the sound of my voice, you are like Joseph in this situation because Joseph was in a wilderness situation. Joseph was in prison. He looked to the left. He looked to the right.
Oh, yes.
He could not find his way out. But I come as a prophet of God to tell you that every situation, you're going to make your way out of this thing. You were made for this.
Hallelujah.
You were created for this through the hell and hot water. You're going to serve the Lord through hell and hot water. You're going to come out victorious.
All right.
And know that God said it's not over. And you keep on fighting. You keep on pressing. You keep on doing what God said, because when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will hold up the standard. And listen here, every level that you go up higher, there's a different demon that you have to fight. We can't fight this demon. With our physical hands, we have to pull on the Holy Ghost to fight this enemy. How we're going to fight this enemy is prayer and a test of how we're going to fight this enemy. It's surveilling in the spirit. I live firm on the word of God because it's power in the name of Jesus.
Lord,
you be encouraged on today and know without a doubt that God's going to see you through this thing.
Yes, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Because David said, David was a praiser. David was a praiser. He was a worshiper. See, he even shouted out with his clothes. See, the Bible says, David said, that I will bless the Lord at all times.
Yes, God.
And his praises shall continue to be in my mouth.
Mm.
So if you can't find your strength, I dare you to praise him. And I bet you will have your strength. If you are bound, I dare you to praise him, and you will get your freedom. You be blessed on today. Know that God is able to do what he said he's going to do. You be blessed.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, man of God. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Saying some profound things. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Evangelist T, God bless you. I was trying to get you to speak today. Couldn't get you. Hallelujah. That's all right.
God,
we went forth in the
God
name of
you.
Jesus.
God bless you.
Bless you. Hallelujah.
Got this new phone, Pastor Adrian. I got this new phone, and it's not ringing. I'm barely not getting no messages. But to God be the glory. I couldn't wait to get on the line. And as soon as 1 o'clock came, I was distracted. I said, you know what? I'm going to call in. And I'm trying to find the number in the phone. I said, you know what? You devil is a liar. I'm going to jump on here as soon as I can get on here. But to God be the glory for all the wonderful things he has done. I heard just a bit of your message. I'm going to go back and get the scripture and look at it again. But I just thank God today. I thank God today for his faithfulness. Because the enemy has been just really acting a fool lately. But I put him under my feet and I step on his neck right now. In the name of Jesus.
Glory.
God's will will be done. Hallelujah. Anyway, like he said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, he's going to raise up a standard. And I thank God today. Even all the things that's been happening to me lately with my health and all kinds of stuff going on. But I said, the Lord woke me up this morning. He said, Sister T, be still and know that I am God.
Come
you
on.
Are walking under an open heaven right now.
Yes,
he said,
God.
Reach up and grab it. He said, I gave you instructions. Now you got to walk it. So I thank God today. And I have to encourage my godmother because I love her. All she does is encourage us. But today I'm going to encourage you, godmother. Encourage you today. That no weapon that's formed against my godmother shall prosper. Hallelujah. Lord, bless the works of our hands, Lord. Everything that she has sown on the good ground, Father God. Great is thy faithfulness unto God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for our labor alone and truly not in vain. Hallelujah. I thank you for peace and prosperity of our life. Lord Jesus, provide every need, Father, in the name of Jesus, bless her children, her grandchildren, her sister, her mother-in-law, in the name of Jesus. Cover that entire Bernard family with your precious blood, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for her. I thank you for her. I thank you for her.
Bless your name.
You know, today, I just want to say thank you for entering my life for you. Because you entered my life, you came in like an angel. And my life has been blessed. So when I hear that heaven is, oh my God, all I can do is pray. I put on a fire. I bless the Lord for you today. Oh Lord, let everywhere you go be blessed. Every person you touch be blessed. Every word spoken out of your mouth be a blessing to someone.
Oh,
and let your blessing, others, Lord, bless her financially, spiritually, emotionally,
ooh,
Lord. You in our health, Lord Jesus. Let her allow her to get more rest. I see the Lord saying you need a little bit more rest, God, mother. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, we just speak blessings.
God.
I speak blessings over your life. Over your life,
yes,
you let the seed here in Stockton, South California, and it is truly growing. Hallelujah. I thank you. I thank you for being the most blessed godmother. You stepped in when my mom passed. You stepped in as a mother, and I love you for it. May every work of your hand be blessed. I speak blessings over your ministry as well, Lord. Hallelujah. Send that team so she can go out there and get in the vineyard. Send the team,
yes,
Lord, in the name of Jesus. People,
yes,
of God who love God. Send them, Lord. Laborers, Lord. You send the harvest to the
yes,
laborers of you. Lord, we ask you to add laborers to the ministry, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. I love you, God. I love you from the top and bottom of my heart. I love you. I love you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, evangelist.
I'm glad to come here in the bathroom and do that. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm speaking. I'm saying, I am the most high. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless you. Bless you, God. Bless everything that you touch. Bless everything. Anytime you enter the room, God is in the room with you. Thank you, Lord. Bless the
Ooh, Lord, I love you tonight, God. You've been great. You've been great. Oh, I bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Ooh, God, I bless the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Thank God for his mercy. I thank God for his grace. Grace and mercy. Ah, there's no love like God's love. Hallelujah, I can feel y'all prayers. So I tell you, the Bible said, effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man, it availeth much. Amen, amen. I thank God Prophet Michael Lewis came in the city on, yesterday morning. Amen. So he's here, and just to see him come in the city to fly in here to celebrate what God is doing in my life, it just, you know, it broke me down. I said, Lord, you know, when God does things just like they did in that chapter, you know, when the angel released Peter, amen, led him out to prison, amen. Peter was like, what? Ah, he thought he was in a trap. So when God does the unexpected, amen, we expect it, but we just don't know how it's going to come. That's why he say, I'll open up the windows of heaven and pull you out blessings that you won't have room enough to receive. Yeah, he said, I'll do exceedingly abundantly above all you could act or think. Do you know, Pastor Coleman, lead evangelist, Tim, Minister Lovett, when you actually see God fulfilling those promises, it is mind-boggling. You be, and it, because you're grateful, you know, and you're humble, and you're like, God, do you really love me that much that you would just honor and you would just give me the desires of my heart? Amen. You would allow me to impart something to someone else that may be discouraged, may feel like giving up. Hallelujah. I was in the line over in Sam's the other day, and this Caucasian lady, she was a little frustrated, and she just began to talk. I think she just wanted to vent. But she said she was thinking about committing suicide the day before. And I just began to minister to her. You know, the Bible said, be careful how you entertain strangers. Some have entertained entertain angels unaware. So you don't know. That's why it pays to be courteous. It pays to be loving and kind to everybody that you meet. Everybody, even these kids, you see, you know, with their pants hanging down. Sometimes, you know, in Aries and whatever, you don't know what they're up to, you know, and you get a little fearful and you're like, okay, what are they looking? But, you know, a kind word, if they had something ignorant on their mind and had something devious on their mind, just to look at you smiling and just for you to be able to embrace them with love, that'll change their mind. That'll change their mind. They might have been thinking about snatching your purse, but you smile and show them love. Hallelujah. What God did, God broke them on now. Ah, God will do it for us, people. We just got to trust him. No matter what, we got to continue on this journey. Amen. Nobody told us that the road would be easy. Hallelujah. Nobody told us that. But one thing God promises in his word, he said he'll never forsake us. He said, when your mother and your father forsake you, I'm going to take you up. Ah, glory to God. There's nobody like the Lord. Nobody like the Lord. Hallelujah. So we just thank God for you all. Hiya. Hiya. No, Messiah. Celebrating 42 years of, my daughter would have been 42 years today. You know, she was murdered on the 15th, 2 days before her 26th birthday. Amen. And as I reflect upon that, Pastor and Minister and Evangelist, she has to reflect upon that. I look back, you know, her son, in 9 more days, he'll be turning 18. He was 2 years old. I potty trained that boy. Potty trained him. Then she had a 4-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 9-year-old. All of those other three girls, one in college in Fresno, the other two here in New Orleans, working. They have children of their own, and Nino, the baby, he'll be 18. So I just bless the Lord for what he has done. I never thought I'd live to see grandchildren and then great grandchildren, but God has. Pastor Carmelie said, he's faithful. Hallelujah. He's obligated to us. And I thank him for that. Amen. Amen. So we just want to say to you all, though, keep us in prayer. We got a busy weekend with this luncheon and the installation on this weekend. Keep us in prayer. Pray for those that's coming into the city, Bishop Lewis and Bishop Blake's. Amen. And Bishop Wade Jackson coming out of Montgomery, Alabama, and all those that are coming just to celebrate with us, we thank God for them. Amen. I'm going to have Pastor Carmelie just dismiss us with the word of prayer, and I'll see how things go tomorrow and Thursday. Amen. If I could get somebody to come on tomorrow, if I could just not ask the Lord. The Lord, he right on time. I said, we'll be off here in about an hour. Anybody call in, we gone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm going to ask Pastor Carmelie to just dismiss us with the word of prayer. Keep us in your prayers in Jesus' name.
Yes, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, how we love you today, God. How we honor you, God. How we magnify you, God. There is none like you, God. We thank you, Lord God, for this day, God. And we thank you, Lord God, for another opportunity, God, to gather together, to fellowship. God, just to be imparted into and be poured into, God, and just to celebrate your goodness, God, your grace, God, your mercy, God, and we honor you today, Father God. Father God, we thank you for this woman of God, and we pray, Father God, that now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you would strengthen her on every side, Heavenly Father. Father God, we thank you, God, that every need, God, that you have already met, and you say, while we're yet speaking, God, that you've already sent the answer. So God, we decree and declare, God, that the blessing
promises of Abraham, God, will manifest in her life like never before, God. God, we thank you, God. You said, God, that the willing and the obedient, God, shall eat the fat of the land. So, God, we know that she's willing. And, Father God, we know that she's obedient. So, God, we decree and declare, God, that every vision, God, that you have given unto her, God, oh, God, we thank you for the provision, Father God.
Yes,
you
God.
Said, God, that you would supply all of her needs according to your riches and glory. And, God, we thank you, God, that you will cause men to give unto her, God, like never before, God, pressed down, shaken, running over, Father God. God, give her eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, blessed God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we thank you for every person on this line, God. God, we thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for setting them free. God, we thank you, God, for causing the scales to fall from their eyes, God. Thank you for healing hearts and transforming minds, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are the great I am, and everything, God, that we need you. One thing for me, God, is just something else for somebody else, God.
Yes,
and God, we
God.
Thank you, God, that you are omnipotent, omnipresent, everywhere and every time, God. Oh, God, we love you for this. We thank you for your mercies that are new every morning. We thank you for your unmerited grace, God.
Yes,
oh, God, we just honor you today. You are a faithful God. You are a long suffering God. Oh, God, we just honor you today, God. And we thank you, God, that as from this line, God, but never from your presence, God, that you would bring us back, God, at the appointed time. Bless your people, like, God, it is time. It is due season, God. Oh, God, you said if we stayed, if we didn't get weary, God, that it due season would come. So we thank you for due season, God.
Yes,
God, we thank you that, God, for healing Pastor Adrian's heart, God, that though her daughter went on to be with you, God, but God, you still caused her to triumph with the enemy meant for evil. Oh, God, you're turning around for her good, God. And God, we bless you, God. We bless you, God, for you know the plans, God. God, we know, God, that you have healed her, and we thank you, God, because of her sacrifices, God, that many lives, God, many lives will be turned from the wicked one, God. And God, we bless you today, God. We honor you today, God. We magnify you. We thank you for this weekend, God. We thank you, God, that no weapon formed against her shall be able to prosper. We cancel every plot, plan, and ploy of the enemy now. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. And the blood is against you. So, God, we pray for traveling grace, God, for every person who come in, God. God, every person
God.
On the program, every person in the room, God, every person connected to her, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, that there shall be a transformation, God, of lives. We thank you that your anointing, God, will show up and destroy yokes, God, and remove burdens, God. Because, God, that's the kind of God you are. You are a God with a perfect record.
Yes.
You've never lost a battle, God.
Yes,
and, God, you said that if we ask in the name of Jesus, God, that it shall be done. So, God, we decree and declare, God, that you shall give her this weekend, that everything that she's been preparing for, everything that she's gone through, every tear, God, oh, God, that this weekend, God, that the glory of the Lord shall be revealed.
Lord.
And, God,
yes,
we honor you, God. We magnify you, and it's in Jesus' awesome name that we pray. Hallelujah. And glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor, I just keep hearing God say, eyes have not seen. Eyes have not seen, Pastor. Pastor, you've been faithful, Pastor. You've been supported. You're not in competition with your sisters and your brothers in the kingdom. Pastor, God is pleased with you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Eyes have not seen. Eyes have not seen. Eyes have
Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord
Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
God bless you.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus.
I needed that reformation today. I need it.
Yes, yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Celebrate, I wouldn't be happy. I'm rejoicing in my spirit.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Hallelujah, because I know God. Experience him, God. Jesus, now let nothing separate me from the love of God.
Yes, Lord.
Nothing will separate me from the love of God. I bless you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Continue to lift my mother up, you all. In prayer, lift my mother up, God. Hallelujah. God is doing some things. And I'm letting him do it. I'm letting God do it. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Sometimes you just need a release. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, God. Feel that release today. I got it.
Glory.
I will bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. See, Pastor Gloria just tuned in. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you have any announcements? Pastor Carmelite, Evangelist Tim, and even Pastor Glory, y'all welcome to announce anything you have coming up. We certainly, open this platform for you to do so. Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah. Pastor Glory, I love her. Hallelujah. And who we are, or sometime I can't disturb other people, I call Pastor Glory.
Yes, Lord.
Wake up out of sleep and begin to pray. Praying mantle on our life. Hallelujah. So I thank God for a pastor.
You've been walking in holiness.
You've been trying to see the emotion. You've been standing on the word of God. I dare to say where she come from, who she thinks she is, who he thinks he is. They don't know who you have.
Hallelujah, the mockers in the land. You see the false prophets in the land.
Hallelujah. Seeing more of it than we've ever seen in our lives. Glory to God, you say that I didn't come in here yesterday. I've been on this journey a long time. A long time. And God hid some of these spirits. Amen. I wasn't around some of these spirits, but he put me back in the heart of it. And I began to just cry out, Pastor Gloria, Pastor Coleman, Evangelist T still on the line. So I began to cry out. I said, Lord, I've never seen some of these spirits, some of these demons. Hallelujah. They was laid to rest, but they're being resurrected. Ah, glory to God. And I say, Lord, you put me right in the midst, and you can be in the presence, and you can feel these demons, actually feel them. Hallelujah. Where you begin to just start rebuking them in the name, glory to Jesus, in the name of Jesus. These are some real live demons that we have to deal with, and we can keep on playing like we going to lay hands on them and pray, and that's it. You better start casting them out. Ah, because if you don't cast them out, them demons going back and they're coming back with some legions. Say, hey, glory to God, ain't going to be no thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, and it's gone. No, baby, you're going to have to labor with some of these demons. Ah, glory to God. You ain't going to have to labor till you know it's gone. Hallelujah, till you know that person has been delivered. Hey, you know, no, Messiah. Glory to God. I remember when I came in this thing, we used to see demons spitting up blood, and God, and they would get in the prayer line, and they would be in people, and you could hear them cussing God. They would be cussing, and some of them get on the floor and move like snakes, and I've seen some horrible things, amen, come out of people. They were demon possessed, and you can be demon possessed, hallelujah. But if you put your trust in God, amen, and you in the right place where they can cast out, everybody don't even know, folks don't even want, they don't want to be in that kind of warfare. They want to be in some praise and worship service, praise the Lord, hallelujah, and then you're going on home. And you sitting there with folks full of demons. Amen. Some of them, Jesus, Lord, God is doing something, and God don't need a crowd.
Yes,
God. That's what Carmelie said that last week. Why are we so into crowd? God don't need no crowd. Do you know God can show up whenever he wants to? Matter of fact, he show up when the crowd is smaller. Amen, because when the crowd is smaller, you're able to see them demons better. You don't know, Sonya. See, when you got a crowd of folks, they hide in the crowd. That's what demons do. They hide. Oh, glory. They hide in the little cracks and the little crevices that you can't see. There's a demon in there. Hallelujah. That's why it's important to clean your house. It's important. Amen. Because any little opening, they can come in. They're coming in, baby. They're coming in. So the crowd, the smaller the crowd, the better your eyes can see. Hallelujah. You better watch these folks talking about Jesus. You better watch these folks. Hallelujah. That's professing and proclaiming the name of Jesus. And when you leave out their sight, they're doing every kind of damnable thing underneath the sun. Hallelujah. Yeah. Woo, God. Jesus, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. And the Bible said it came in to lead silly women captive. And, you know, we can be silly sometimes. We can be silly sometimes. But I see God raising up an army, Pastor Gloria. Pastor Comley, I see him raising up an army, especially among the women, where the jealousy and the envy and the strife, we won't have it anymore. And we going to come together. God, it's my desire to do some shut-ins in this city. Glory to God, shut-ins, amen, where we shut everything and everybody out, and we don't do nothing but call on the name of Jesus. If you want to see miracles, signs, signs and wonders. We got to shut in. Hallelujah. When we shut in, we shutting out the world. We shutting off cell phones and iPads and laptops and all these other distractions. Yeah. And we're just getting in the throne room. Hallelujah. We waiting for an answer. We waiting for the angel to come and stir the war. Oh, God, we got to go back. Some folks say, I don't want to go back. Well, take me back. Take me back. Mm-hmm. No, Moshiach. Not to the traditions of men, but take us back where the reverence and the fear of God can saturate our hearts and saturate our lives. And we'll begin to see change in our families. If we don't, the devil is going to consume them. He's going to consume them. He's going to and fro. Seeking whom he may devour. Don't let it be us. Oh, God, don't let it be us. Ooh, we said on this line we was ready to go, Pastor Coleman Lee, but God wasn't through. He was not through. Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We love you. People don't even want to hear you say hallelujah no more. You know, you go in some of these churches, you say hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, amen, and glory. They look at you like you crazy. They'll want you to worship God. Glory to God, they want you to come in, hallelujah, and sing a Kirk Franklin song. Bring your offering, and that's it. There's no real worship. There's no real worship. Jesus. Oh, God, when you begin to worship God, the atmosphere changes. Hallelujah. Jesus. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Jesus. Pastor Coleman, we need anybody else to call. Hallelujah. Oh, help us, Lord. Help us, Jesus. We need you, God. If you go in these places and you don't feel the Spirit of God, run. Don't even stay for the program. Run. Hallelujah. Lean space. Get out. Because the hand of the Lord is against the wicked. Hallelujah. And he visits them every day. He visits them every day. Every day he visits them. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Pray for Sister Daryl. She went to court this morning with her son, and they surrendered the bond that he had and put a bigger bond on him, almost three times as much as the other one. So her heart was broken. So pray for her son. I forgot his name, but lift her up and the son, that God would turn that situation around and that boy would come home. Hallelujah. Amen. He had one charge, and when he went back, they didn't put two more on him and surrendered the bond. So, you know, the devil is busy. He's busy. Hallelujah. And that's where he's coming. He's coming through our children. He's coming through our bloodline. Anything to disturb us. So pray for Minister Daryl. Glory to God. All right. We love you all. Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I bless you. Yes, God. Yes, God. You know, I feel strange. I can't even put my hand on it. It's just a strangeness. It's strange. You can't put your hand on it. Hallelujah. But when I'm feeling this way, God is about to do something. And you don't know what. But something is brewing. Something is brewing.
Yes.
I've been feeling that for a few days. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes. Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Yes, God. Nothing great in the morning. Hallelujah. I ain't going to hold y'all. I'm going to let y'all out for here. I'll be on the line tonight, Pastor.
Yes.
I got to get on. When is your line, Pastor Carmelie?
Mine is every third Sunday. Pastor Gloria actually is going to be a guest this Sunday. Okay, on the
third Sunday.
It's supposed to be on the third Sunday, but sometimes it's the fourth, and I'm going to get, you know, consistent with it. But
okay.
Pastor will be on this weekend.
Okay, all right, all right.
Yeah.
6 o'clock New Orleans time.
Yeah.
All right, all right. We ought to be out of the installation. I pray we out.
Wait,
this Sunday.
So maybe it won't be this Sunday. Maybe it'll be the next Sunday if Pastor Gloria, because I don't want anything to interfere, you know what I'm saying, with the installation. So I'm okay with changing it. So Pastor Gloria, I'll talk to you about it, but maybe we'll do it the following Sunday when we don't have that going on.
Okay, baby. Okay. All right,
yes.
All right. Yeah, we got a apostolic prophetic father. Oh God,
yes.
Bishop Lewis,
yes.
Honey, he might lay hands on everybody in the place. So, woo, Jesus,
yes.
don't miss it. He is,
yes.
He is a prayer warrior. He's an intercessor, love prayer, love praying man. Amen.
Yes.
A man that believes in the power of God moving. Amen. So he is an apostolic father, I tell you. So I bless the Lord for that. Keep us in your prayers. So we're going to close on out. I ain't going to play no song. I'll talk to you later, too, Pastor Glory.
Yes. Okay, babe.
All right. All right. Love
okay.
you all.
Have a good evening. Love you, too.
All right. Have a blessed day.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye.
Love you all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I'm going to go on and play a song.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the King? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. To hold in rapture, yeah. What my eyes see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I could only you.
Love him.